In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not from me thy commandments. So says the 19th verse of Psalm 118. It is in the third octave. This octave, all verses begin with gimel or camel. Camel, obviously, is an animal that has the most endurance. And this is all about endurance and struggle. All of these eight verses are about endurance and struggle. St. David says, I am a sojourner on the earth. So what is the mentality of a sojourner? Someone who is traveling. A sojourner has a destination. He knows how to get there, and he wants to get there. And sometimes the trip is very long and very difficult, and he gets bored, or he gets sad, or he can hardly wait to get there. But he has a destination and desires to get there. He's just passing through the areas that he's going in order to get to his destination. Also a sojourner, especially, this is important, a sojourner goes through areas where he does not know the customs, and he is not comfortable with the customs. Now, St. David says he's a sojourner on the earth, not in some country or some area, the entire earth. He's a sojourner. Now, obviously, since we are saying this psalm and making the prayer our own, as the church has for millennia now, we should also be sojourners on the earth, which means nothing earthly should be common to us or should be make us be comfortable. We shouldn't be comfortable with earthly ways, with earthly ways of thinking. Comfort here is estrangement there, that is, heaven. Because obviously, if we are traveling, we have to have a destination. Our destination is heaven. Our destination is perfection. Our destination is to be with God at all times. He also says, hide not from me thy commandments. What does that mean? It doesn't really mean that God hides his commandments from us. It's really more of a prayer that should be read as, reveal to me thy commandments. So what keeps us from knowing God's commandments? Well, it's the same old story, the oldest story of man, that is, and that is sin. Sin hides the Lord's commandments from us. St. Theophan, in commenting on this verse, says the following prayer. Do not conceal from us, O Lord, that truth, that everyone is earth and shall return to earth. Do not conceal it, or let it be covered up in our mind and memory by a multitude of vain worries. A sojourner doesn't care about the things that are going on and the places he goes through. All he cares about is his destination. He feels estranged from the places that he goes through. He only feels comfort in his destination, which he is approaching, perhaps from far away and eventually from very near. A sojourner on the earth has that very important virtue which the fathers talk about, and which we in the world hardly know anything about, because we love the world and we're attached to the world. We're not sojourners. We're stuck right here, most of us. We shouldn't be as Christians, but most of us are quite comfortable with the ways of the world. And that great virtue is the remembrance of death. It's a very foreign concept to our world, because our world doesn't understand it at all. Our world is accustomed to comfort, to entertainment, to ease, to being treated nicely. The remembrance of death is not that we know that we're going to die. It's much, much, much more than that. It's that we see death in things that are in the world. And we see life only in God. And we feel like strangers to the things of the world that are death. Now, we feel an attachment to them, but we still should feel like strangers. That's why the psalmist says, I am a sojourner on the earth, which is true. We are only here for a while. And it's even true that our mentality, if we are true Christians, is that this is temporary and unimportant compared to eternity. But also, at the same time, we are sinners and we tend to be attracted to earthly things, things of the flesh, things of the dirt, things of the earth. And so, in the same breath, we say, hide not from me thy commandments. So basically, the summary of this verse, which should resonate in your soul. If it doesn't resonate in your soul, I give you some homework. You come back to me in 20 years with this homework assignment. You say this psalm at least every weekday, at least a couple times a week, hopefully every day during the weekday. And after 20 years, maybe even after 5 years, you come back to me and say, if you understand what this verse means, I guarantee you, you will understand it. So here is a summary of this verse. I'm not satisfied with the earth, this life. I'm not earthly, I'm heavenly. But I'm on the earth and I'm traveling to heaven. There is more to life than just what I see in front of me. I feel it, I know it, and yet I don't always experience it because of my sins. My sins impair me from seeing God as I so much want to. And of course, that is the destination that we are journeying to. And I know that I get too comfortable with the temporary things of this world. Even though I know that I'm a sojourner, I get comfortable. And this is a terrible thing. And the things of this world confuse me. And so with all that in mind, help me, O Lord. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not from me thy commandments. I hope very much that my humble offering about the verses of this psalm will inspire you, or perhaps people that listen to this humble homily, to start reading Psalm 118, all 176, I think it is, verses, and read it as often as you can, and then you'll understand. This psalm is about who God is, and it should awaken in us deep desire to be changed. So may God help you to understand this psalm, and to understand that you are a sojourner and that you should be estranged from everything on earth. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.